work every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treats your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
And now, a star is born. On January 22nd, 1949, the world welcomed little baby Steve Perry. When his mother asked the gender of the future Journey frontman, the doctor replied,
"Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit."
Actually, it was somewhere in California. Steve Perry, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
By the way, southbound 85 is still a slow-moving dreck. Avoid it if you can from an accident. North Perry Hill is backed up, looks like, to Taylor Road and beyond. Stay away from that.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. The Senate holding votes on spending bills from both parties Thursday to end the government shutdown.
One that was just introduced by Mitch McConnell is the one that trades border wall money for temporary protections for DACA recipients brought to the country illegally as little kids.
To reject this proposal, Democrats would have to prioritize political combat with the president ahead of federal workers.
They need 60 votes in the Senate for that.
Fox's Peter Ducey on Capitol Hill. The Supreme Court allowing the Pentagon to implement restrictions on transgender service members while lower court challenges continue.
President Trump announced on Twitter in July 2017 that the military should not allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity, citing what he viewed as the tremendous medical costs and disruption.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. This is Fox News.
It's the blown call that many say cost the New Orleans Saints a trip to the Super Bowl. Well, the problem goes much deeper than just what happened on Sunday, and now you can help. Your donation to the Benevolent Umpires Trust to help endurance and dexterity, or Butthead, will provide jobs for officials just like the ones on the field in the Mercedes-Benz Dome on Sunday. Men who are either completely blind or have suffered some sort of head trauma, or both. Your gift today could mean steady employment for these men in either the sports industry, hospitality, or the government. Give today to the Benevolent Umpires Trust to help endurance and dexterity. Butthead. Our website makes your donation a breeze, but not Drew Brees. He's still not talking to us. And he left a bag of flaming dog poo on our porch.
Well, you can give to Butthead or you can give to the Democrats. About the same thing. As you heard in the news, I think Trump has made a very significant offer. He's the only one making an offer. They're just folding their hands across their chests and pouting and saying no. I hope we're watching the destruction of the Democratic Party with this, because somebody's trying to get a deal done and somebody isn't. And it's pretty clear. I don't think that it could be any more clear than it is today. What is not so clear is the cause of a major backup on southbound 85. Let's get the latest from Jeff Balaki that's just uploaded now.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and as we move into the 5 o'clock rush hour, we got a lot to tell you about. The biggest thing is the accident on I-85 at Ann Street, still tying up traffic and backing things up all the way to the boulevard on I-85 South. Avoid that area if you can. There's even an accident inside of that accident, so please slow down and be careful. In Deedsville, there's a very large grass fire, and it is causing visibility problems on County Road 40 west of County Road 21 near Upper Kingston Road. Several fire units responding to that fire. Watch out if you're in that area. a lot of smoke in the air. The boulevard is a circle full of slow cars. The intersections are all busy. Be careful in that area this afternoon. And if you're coming in or leaving on the 31s, doesn't seem to be too much trouble. A little tie-up at Redland Road and the Wetumpka Highway if you're headed into Wetumpka. If that Christmas puppy is leaving presents for you all over the house, maybe an invisible fence system is what you need. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
When it comes to your money, nobody's better than Mr. Right on the Money. Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald, you can join us a little bit earlier this afternoon. Brant, thanks for calling in. It didn't look like a particularly good day today.
Yeah, no, it didn't. I mean, there were so many different things that went on throughout the day. Of course, you've got this big thing at Davos in Switzerland, you know, where they bring in the biggest money managers, economists, politicians, whatever, and from all over the world. And I think it's pretty clear. Most of them are saying the same thing, that there's a global slowdown underway, that the Fed kind of moved too quickly. You know, the trade war is needed. Needs to be addressed, and I think most all of them said that. But at the same time, they all said what we already know, and that is that it is really impacting things. Nothing really new there, but of course the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, put out its projections and said that, you know, the global economy is slowing down quicker than they thought, and all of that. This is not anything new to me. And for the market to go down a few hundred points on the Dow, yeah, it's down 300. But given the levels we're at, I mean, things are stable. I mean, we're not going up and down 1,000 points.
Right.
Knock on wood. And so all in all, I feel pretty good. Of course, we're in the earnings season. Earnings have been relatively good. I mean, they really have. And management teams continue to sort of say, hey, yeah, there's a little bit of uncertainty out there, but all in all, business is okay.
I saw an article today on the slowdown in the housing market. Could that be connected to these abrupt interest rate increases from the Fed? Is there a link?
There's no question. I mean, I think it's across the board. It's the mortgage rates that have gone up. Of course, they've come back down a little bit here recently.
Yeah.
But then also, I think uncertainty over government shutdowns and trade wars and market volatility. And, you know, when the stock market is down for the year, which is what it was in 18, it doesn't create foster any sort of a positive attitude in consumers' minds, particularly with commitments around long-term investments with a home. And so that's not surprising to me. But certainly we've seen what's happened in the bond market since all of this. The 10-year Treasury, you know, at one time had cracked through 3%, looked like it was on its way to almost 4, but then reversed course and is now back in the 2s. So mortgage rates have actually come down a little bit. I think that'll probably help. And, you know, generally speaking, I have found for long-term investors, when you're in the middle of all of this type of volatility and you go through a year like we did in 18, you know, and everyone's sort of, you know, chewing their fingernails and nervous wreck, that's a pretty good time, you know, to be investing in long-term portfolios. So I feel pretty good about things.
Well, it seems to me, based on one of the stories I saw today, that's kind of clarified the need for China to get something done there. And I mean, it's not like, it seems like the problems, there's a greater focus, a narrower focus on, you know, what these problems are identified, and then an effort to do something about it. Before I brought you on, I mentioned, you know, Trump has made a very significant offer to the Democrats with the wall and programs that are important to them. They're not offering anything except a middle finger. And this garbage, this nonsense, this, you know, like a crying baby with its legs crossed on the floor and its arms folded across its chest and its lower lip rolled out. This is what we're getting back.
Yeah.
But here's the most telling thing of all. You know who Alexa Ocasio-Cortez is, right?
Oh, yeah.
The rep from New York. She's 29. 74% of Democrats in a poll today said they would vote for her for president if she were old enough to run.
Good gosh. Yeah,
that's
scary.
Is beyond frightening to me. So
I know.
Let's hope they get some things accomplished and we can move on.
Well, I agree, and it's even more scary. I mean, there are people who've been elected, you know, that are working now in our Congress who are basically outright communists, and they want to pass laws that we must all abide if they are passed.
They are. There's open anti-Semitism. A lot of things you never, ever thought you would see in a congressional seat, and it's happening. Right before our eyes, elected by the people that live in those areas. Crazy. Right. If you would like to, and if this did anything to inspire you to take a more protective approach to the money you work so hard to make, good. Because that's why you need to call this man and set up an appointment and start planning for the future. Because if the future is what we're seeing in some of these instances, forget it. You want to have the best, most solid approach to your financial future possible. And that's what McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management can help you achieve. Begins with a phone call to 387-0094. 387-0094. And just talk. Just ask questions. Talk about where you want to be in a year, 5 years, 10, or further. And start a plan. At that point, you become managerial about your money and you'll feel good just taking that step. 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, we will visit again tomorrow.
Yep, look forward to it.
Likewise.
Take care, guys.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Thank you, Jay Scott. 3 men and a lady tomorrow morning. Another Baumhauer's winning word. We come on right at 6 and do a little hookup with our friends on Alabama News Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32 right around 6:40 every morning. The problem, yes, I just got a text from somebody who's just seeing this mess behind our building. It's southbound 85. That's really, really badly backed up. But northbound 85, I guess everybody's got to stop and take a look at the wreck that's just west of Ann Street, if I'm not mistaken. So that is not an area you want to get into unless you're planning on hanging around for a while tonight. And we have another update in just a minute from Jeff.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A new candidate is joining the Montgomery mayoral race. Former Congressman Artur Davis officially announced his candidacy in a video this morning. Davis joined Montgomery County Commission Chairman Elton Dean, who announced his candidacy earlier this month. Alabama education officials have released the 2019 list of schools labeled as failing because of low test scores. The schools scored in the bottom 6% of standardized test scores for reading and math. Prosecutors are asking a judge to reconsider his decision to reduce bond for a man who opened fire in a crowded Hoover shopping mall. In a motion filed by prosecutors, they argue Aaron Brown falsely told the court that he had a concealed handgun permit. They also said that he had been involved in multiple shooting incidents. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here comes some more weather changes. Get ready for tonight. Cloudy skies. Best chance of rain tonight coming in the overnight hours, the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 48. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, breezy. Showers likely. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. High temperature in the middle 60s, making tomorrow the warmest day of the week. Then colder on Thursday, a chilly day, high of only 48. Friday's high only in the low 40s, but the wind chill factor will make it seem colder. And then we are back to the 20s again on Friday night. Lots of winter weather changes in the next few days. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now and be ready for the changes. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
It's been raining for weeks. Help! With all our company since Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates and keeps traffic coming into your business and keeps you top of mind. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep on.
From our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan, it's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. You will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat.
I think it's great that if they come out to Folcarelli's Pizza on Thursday nights at 6:30, they get 40% off. Don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All right, we have a serious situation developing, not just on 85. I just got a call from somebody who says 231 over Wares Ferry Road is not good. And we just got another update from the traffic dungeon from Jeff.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing I-85 South moving again. The accident has been cleared to the sides of the road. They're getting the vehicles out of the way, but don't get up to warp speed yet because you're going to slow down again when you get to the I-65 interchange. We see what looks like another accident around the Union Street exit, so be extra careful, take it easy, and get home safe. The boulevard's all jammed up between the Atlanta Highway and I-85. It's slow moving there, but you'll get on through that intersection. Traffic turning left onto I-85 is going to sit for a little while. Taylor Road jammed up all the way from the Atlanta Highway to East Chase and I-85 intersection. Slow down, take it easy there. You don't want to be in the next situation in our traffic this evening. Enroll now for midterm B classes at Tredum State Community College. The admission and financial aid process must be completed by January 30th. Classes begin March 6th. Call Tredum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, Alexa, when is the Super Bowl?
Does it matter?
Huh?
Who really cares? I wanted the Saints and Chiefs to play.
I didn't know that's how you felt.
That's because you never listen. All you ever do is bark orders at me.
Well, I just...
Hey, Alexa, what's the forecast? Alexa, turn on the next episode of The Bachelor.
Okay, that's enough.
Alexa, play All Star by Smash Mouth again.
Oh, wait, never mind. Shut off.
Don't mess with me. Door quad. In the Super Bowl, the Rams will play the Patriots on February 3rd on CBS.
What time are they making this Hall of Fame announcement for baseball? Yeah, I used to think they did it at least 5 o'clock East.
Yeah, but good things come to those who wait.
The offseason has become so boring. All I'm hearing is about how many hundreds of millions Bryce Harper, a good player there now.
Yeah, one in the hand is worth two in the bush.
I don't know about that. And Manny Machado, and that's all I've heard for 80 days now is where these two douchebags are going to end up playing baseball. They're good players. They're exciting players. I'm tired of it. Move on. Spring training starts in 3 weeks. Stop it. Stop with the greed and the garbage. It's, you know, so I've been here with this company for a long time, and Rick Peters comes up and says, I'm going to give you another $300 million to stay for 10 more years.
What a bunch of crap!
I mean, it's a metaphor, not a fact, because I'm only getting, what does it work out, $2.5 million a year? I have everything vested here. This is my comfort zone. I love most of the people in the building, and why would I want to go somewhere else? See, I made that mistake once in my life. I did have a comfort zone, and the big mistake wasn't that I got greedy. I found out that I was worth a lot more to another company, but I could have been worth that money to the place, and instead of giving them a chance to say, look, this is the market for me. Match it, or I've got to go. I've got to look out for myself here.
Negotiate.
They probably would have, or at least made a reasonable counteroffer, and I would have stayed, but I never gave them the chance to do it. Dumbest thing.
Yeah.
We'll have a contest for that one day. What's the dumbest thing you've ever heard me tell you that you think I've done? But there's a lot to be said for familiar environs where people know you and, you know, so
long as you're happy where you are. Yes.
How many players have we seen, Joey, take the big bucks, go to another town, and flop on their ass?
Yeah, dime a dozen.
That's true. That's so true. And, you know, there's a guy. Now, the counter argument to what I just said, Chris Davis, Baltimore Orioles first baseman, in his last year of what they call team control, where the Baltimore Orioles can arbitrate what he's going to make. Mm-hmm. He has an unbelievable year. It's 47 home runs. You remember that?
Yeah.
So he's a free agent. The Orioles wreck 85 at Ann. Yeah, the cars are still there. I think they've got them at least off the road. Marianne, if I'm wrong, correct me. So the Orioles, for 7 years, $161 million. And he stays. The Orioles step up, he stays, and I wouldn't let him bat in my lineup if I was running a girls' softball team. This guy has been pathetic. He has so not been worth a fraction, and they're stuck paying this. 4 more years, they got to pay this guy the balance of $161 million. He's got under no obligation to produce at a certain level, they'll get cut and lose the money. I think some of these guys, whether they choose another town or stay in their place, I mean, I'm asking you, listening, is there a certain amount of money? It may sound great, it may sound tempting, and it certainly would change your life, but is there a point where you say, there's so much pressure on me, what's expected of me now that I'm getting a nine-figure contract for 7 years of work, that I don't think everybody can handle that. I don't think everybody... No, people are not the same, no matter right. what liberals like to tell you. They're not. Everybody reacts differently under pressure and things like that. You know me. The more the pressure, the slicker I am. Shut up. So, and then they say, and then this, I hate to call him an idiot, but in this case he is. Evan Longoria, who many of you know, he played with the Biscuits before he went to the Rays. And then he earned a big contract and then started to go into decline. They dumped him on San Francisco. Now San Francisco's trying to dump him again. And he still owed $70 or $80 million for a guy that really can't play at anywhere close to premium level anymore.
Yeah, talk about sunk costs.
That's what they call that. That's exactly what they call that. I think there's a tax benefit to that. And they're stuck. And yet he goes on social media and says, we should get whatever we're worth and blah, 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 blah. Well, anybody that performs, I mean, that's kind of how it works here, except we don't have standings. Well, yes, we do. Ratings are standings. And if we finish too far down in the standings, they find other people. So, but in baseball, with these guaranteed contracts, it doesn't matter. So feel free to enjoy the suck. But Mr. Longoria, what you seem to have forgotten, that the people that are paying the freight, baseball used to be the cheapest sport you could attend. I used to take my daughter and three of her friends to a Marlins game. They had a $2 a seat section called the fish tank. $10 were all in it, right? Parking was $5. And then I used the money I saved to give to the kids to go enjoy whatever they wanted at the concession stand. We did a bunch of times when they used to play in the old football stadium. Now that they've got their fancy new taxpayer-funded stadium in the worst location in Miami, they couldn't have picked a worse spot. First of all, you got to understand the geographics. Nobody who lives in Fort Lauderdale or the areas west, and it's a very heavily populated area now, none of them ever want to go to Miami for anything. The Dolphins play right on the line between the two counties, so that's a different story. But they built this park in downtown Miami, and it's damn near impossible to get to if more than 10 people are going to the game. It's an amazing facility. I enjoyed going there, but for $110, I got a pair of seats way past third base, halfway up the grandstand. For $55 a piece, no. You might pay that for seats to see a sport that's played once a week, like NFL football, but not baseball.
Right.
Unless you're right behind the plate or whatever, you know. So, and then I'll never forget, Miss Ritterbottle went to get us cheeseburgers, fries, and sodas. And she comes back and she looks shell-shocked and she said, that just cost $40. She thought I was going to be mad. I said, that's what they do. So that's how they thank the people that underwrote the cost of building the stadium for a privately owned baseball team, then turning around and saying, well, that's not enough. Now that we have this great new facility that they helped build, we got to raise the price of everything through the roof. And then they wonder why nobody goes to the games. It's $25 to park. And getting to a parking spot is the most challenging part of it, not paying for it. So, then the guy that, you know, pushed all of that through Dade County and got the voters to approve the bonds and all this crap. He sells the team to Derek Jeter and a group after the All-Star game year before last and walks away with his money and leaves behind a team that's pathetic. So it'll be, I think it'll be years before the Marlins are competitive, Joey. That's the only way I could see it.
Yeah, they're going to have to build for the next generation.
Yeah, that's true. That's how far away glory is for them, although I still thank them for the two World Series I got to see. But that was long ago and far away. At 529, if you're one of those that likes to maintain your own property, you know the value of not only good equipment, but a place that can service that great equipment. And that's Lewis Lawn. All the great product lines from Echo and Exmark and Toro in the mowing field to Shindawa and steel for blowers and other products, edgers, trimmers, and so forth. They carry all of those, and there's nothing you'll buy at Lewis Lawn that A, doesn't come with a warranty, and B, you can't bring back for service right there at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They're phenomenal folks. It's a great team of people. And I just want to say this, if I may make a personal appeal. The Lewises have two of the cutest grandchildren you will ever see in your life, and we got to make sure they have, you know, fresh toys. They're doting grandparents. Fabulous family business. Please, when you have a need, we hope you consider it. Guys like Chad have done that for us, and we're very grateful. That's Lewis Lawn. Their number is 244-9191. And again, on Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig Ovidar. All right, we're going to see. Is this a different? Yeah, all right. Here's a new update from the traffic dungeon from Jeff at 5:30.
There's no shortage of accidents this afternoon. Montgomery Skywatch traffic reporting another accident on I-85 near Ann Street on the southbound side of 85, so it's slowed back down again. Be careful there. We also have an accident on the boulevard, and it's actually on Congressman Dickinson Boulevard at the Eastern Boulevard. That's going to tie traffic up if you're headed to Wetumpka. Slow down, take it easy. Don't be accident number 5 this afternoon. Enroll now for mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College. The admission and financial aid process must be completed by January 30th. Classes services begin March 6th. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Alabama education officials have released the 2019 list of schools labeled as failing because of low test scores. The schools scored in the bottom 6% of standardized test scores for reading and math. A new candidate is joining the Montgomery mayoral race. Former Congressman Artur Davis officially announced his candidacy in a video this morning. Davis joined Montgomery County Commission Chairman Elton Dean, who announced his candidacy earlier this month. Prosecutors are asking a judge to reconsider his decision to reduce bond for a man who opened fire in a crowded Hoover shopping mall. In a motion filed by prosecutors, they argue Aaron Brown falsely told the court that he had a concealed handgun permit. They also said that he had been involved in multiple shooting incidents. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here comes some more weather changes. Get ready for tonight. Cloudy skies. Best chance of rain tonight coming in the overnight hours, the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 48. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, breezy. Showers likely. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. High temperature in the middle 60s, making tomorrow the warmest day of the week. Then colder on Thursday, a chilly day, high of only 48. Friday's high only in the low 40s, but the wind chill factor will make it seem colder. And then we are back to the 20s again. On Friday night, lots of winter weather changes in the next few days. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now and be ready for the changes. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer, and Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards personalized the way you want them, starting at just $9.99. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now is the time to make something happen for your business. So, own the now with 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 2323. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2323.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Third-generation family in the car business run by people who are not car people. Is this a disaster in the making? Not at all. On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I used to do celebrities smoking pot, and the way it was written was I was back in my fort when I was in high school, and they would pass it to me, and I would do like, you know.
Oh, do one for us. You have to now. I didn't.
Oh, God, I have to remember this bit. This is celebrity smoking pot. It was written in like the 70s, so it was like Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, that's damn good reefer.
That was the whole bit was all, everybody was Nixon, that's really good weed.
I love this. The whole bit.
I can't believe I'm doing it. I'm
give
trying
me
to
more.
Remember.
Give me more.
Here you go, Curly.
Why, certainly.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm trying to recreate this.
See, Walter Brennan.
Weed's making it. It's damn good reefer. Yeah, the bud's on fire. The bud's on fire.
Mr. Haney from Green Acres. I
do
did
it,
them
do
all.
It, do it. Mr. Douglas, have I got a deal for you? A genuine imitation fur line battery run bong for your smoking pleasure.
I cannot believe I'm doing that.
Mr. Haney.
Now, I still do in my act, though, I do Barney Fife.
Uh-huh. Boom! What do you call that right there? The forbidden fruit.
But I do all the characters of Mayberry in the show. Except for Howard Sprague. I can pull him. I used to do him smoking pot. Remember him, the town clerk?
Oh,
sure. Bow tie?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, whatever.
Gee, Andy, fire up a fatty.
I can't believe you're laughing. I should put it back in.
No,
Pot's
making a big comeback.
This is the biggest laughs I've got all day.
Pot's making a huge comeback. You got to do it. Craig Shoemaker.
I'm going to drop the Love Master and put in the pot routine.
Do you do Floyd the Barber, too?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Do you do MP?
Yeah.
Andy, there are seeds in my marijuana.
I've become such a student of the whole Mayberry thing. Because I've always had something stored on the DVR, sometimes I buy the DVDs, that was like that kind of thing, so it could be on, but I didn't have to pay attention to it. But basically, for almost a year, I've watched every episode, except for some of the color episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. And, you know, we remember, I mean, I think it holds the record for the longest time in syndication of any show, continuously. What is it we love so much about this little place called Mayberry? Some on the left have condemned the show because it's all white. Well, it was made in the early 60s, and unfortunately, and in North Carolina, where this supposedly took place, that wasn't really what you would call a period of racial equality, but it wasn't like they went out of their way to do it. It's just the way they did it. I don't think Andy Griffith was a racist or any of that nonsense. It's just the way it was done then. They didn't think about that stuff. Of course, now that's why they're constantly virtue signaling and apologizing for their racist history. But you can't change what's already been done. That's the insanity of all this. It's not like, hey, you know what? That particular period of time, or the way the laws were, whatever it is you're saying, the insanity of that is it's already happened, and the idea is to learn and move on and do things good. From that point forward.
I don't know. Mayberry always seemed boring to me.
Well, yeah, there's not a lot to do there. It is not exactly...
Except talk about everybody else.
That's it. It's a very gossipy, judgmental... I mean, you look at most of the episodes. The better episodes, too, are about Barney getting into some kind of a jackpot, or Barney letting the latest thing just go to his head. You know, he was a skinny little dork that was placing his entire self-esteem mechanism on the one bullet in his pocket. Or, remember, there's an episode where some smaller town than Mayberry wanted him to be their sheriff. And he just, you know, immediately turns into a freaking Nazi. I mean, he's like, you know, I'm the law. One episode, Andy goes out of town for 6 hours to a court case, and he lets Barney run Mayberry, and he comes back, and Barney's got everybody in Mayberry in jail. It's a good episode from the standpoint that everybody was in there that was in jail, including Aunt B, and she had to bring Opie in because she couldn't leave Opie at home alone. And the mayor and everybody else, they all did technically break some kind of rule if you go by the letter of the law. And the lesson that Andy conveys at the end of the episode is, Barney, if we did everything by the book, we'd have 180 million, that was the population at the time, prisoners in America. But that's the fact that he would do that, that he would, you know, jail Aunt B for inciting a riot because she and her girlfriends raised an umbrella when he started trying to break up their little caucus in front of the courthouse. Gosh, that reminds me of, he was the 1960s male version of Alexa Cortezio Ocasio. She wants to be president. She's got 6 years before she's even constitutionally eligible. But 74% of the Democrats would vote for her today. Why? There is no explanation for that level of stupid. There is no justifiable explanation for that level of nitwittery. Have you heard what she's advocating? Do you know what the consequences of her actions are going to be? Good Lord. You got to be a special kind of stupid to buy into that. Let's see. Ooh, this is not good. This is not good.
What's going on?
I'm just doing a little browsing here mm-hmm. through the rating, just checking on the News Talk format around the country. It's funny. It's one format that's premiered in three different large markets, California, and it's done very well where it's premiered. Where it has been established, it has not. That's unusual. Michael.
Hey, I was just tuning into the show and listening to you describe the kind of synopsis of Mayberry. So couldn't we call the Democratic Party the new Mayberry?
Well, I mean, it's in the sense that it's really a bunch of Barney Fifes who are qualified to do nothing, screw up what they do, are told to do, and then have somebody come and pull their ass out of the fire when it gets too hot. That's kind of, if that's a valid, I think that's an analogy, don't you?
Ah.
Yeah. Where's those Hall of Fame?
All right.
Well, guys, I enjoyed the show. Y'all keep up the good work.
Appreciate it. Now, here we go. Joey, we got breaking news. We finally got the names.
Here's the moment.
Shortwave, take it down, quick.
The moment we've all been waiting for.
What'd you say? shut up.
Mariano Rivera, Roy Halladay. That's the guy who crashed his plane into the water and died at age 40. And he was doing stupid things in his plane. It really was. He was, and I think he might have been slightly... great pitcher, lousy pilot. He made it. Edgar Martinez and Mike Mussina have all been elected to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. And interesting, because the big debate is always about, well, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, and they were Hall of Fame players before they got caught using steroids. And would you mind doing me a favor and finishing the show for me so I can get out of here and get off my foot?
Yeah.
I'm in so much pain.
It builds character, Greg.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I feel. Like I built a lot of character this afternoon. okay, I'll stay then. What's another 16 minutes between friends? Hey, Tommy B's on the line. Tommy B!
Hey, what's going on? How you and Joey doing?
I hate him. Well, what's new with you?
He's building character from the ground up, from the foot up.
Yeah.
Not much going on with me. But, I don't understand how these people, and you say 70-some-odd percent would vote for this bimbo.
What's wrong with these people?
I don't know either. But what gets me, I know you don't do any political stuff on the morning show.
No, we don't.
And but you know, from Jack and Barron from 9 o'clock all the way to, you know, with Dan and Joey and then you and Joey and Joey's show at 7 o'clock at night, you know, from 6 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
How come none of us are ever, you know, getting involved in these polls? How come none of us ever get the phone call and ask, well, what do you think of this bimbo? Would you vote for her?
I don't know.
There's thousands of people that listen to the news talk program all day long, but why is it we never get the poll, you know, involved in the poll?
I don't know. I guess they were looking for people who are Democrats.
Yeah.
I can't imagine any Democrat over the age of 21 saying, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's make her the next president.
Well, this particular poll about Ocasio-Cortez they purposely picked Democrats and left-leaning people.
Sure, they do. I mean, that's all they do is buy the Democratic side of the voting list, and that's who they call. And just like the fake news, they want to sway the public, and because that's all you're going to hear is whether it's over radio, TV, or in the newspapers, that's all you're going to hear is the fake news.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
That's my 2 cents worth. Y'all stay safe and stay warm.
All right. Thank you, Tommy.
So I put this picture up earlier today that somebody sent me. I had not seen any images from this commercial in 33 years. It's from 1986, and it's just a screen capture that somebody found and sent to me. It's a miracle, really, when you think about it. And somebody wants to know if that's a shark's tooth around my neck there. It is not. But there's a long, boring story that goes with that little piece of rope there, that little piece of string that I'm wearing as a necklace, yeah. And so I just jokingly said, this is 8 years after I made Smokey and the Bandit. Because I got to say, I'm not trying to flatter myself, but in that particular picture, the way my face is positioned, I do look like,
look like you're about to get pie all over your face.
Yeah. Let's see. That's Jeremy that wanted to know if that's a shark tooth around my neck. Nope. That's some nice. Sherry Gissendener Calloway says you were handsome.
Don't let them get under your skin, Chris. They're trying to poke the bear.
Not under my skin. I don't think that was her intention, actually. All right. My old lady, Mrs. Ritterbuttle, called and said, I trump Joey's opinion. You come home right now if you are hurting. I'm the boss, and I say come home.
Well, I'm not going to argue with that. And you look great today. And you're canary yellow.
Holy cow, can everybody hear the shovel slicing through the bullshit in this studio? Can y'all hear that scraping sound that Joey makes when he does that? I hate it when you tell me how good I look, because I know I look like crap.
It's my favorite thing to do.
Find some other hobby, okay? Who's this? Julie says Burt Reynolds. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, you do look like Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, because he's dead now. That's why.
No, I'm thinking more circa Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights. All right, so can I eke my way out?
Yeah.
It's 5:50 now.
Let's go ahead.
And that gives you, I owe you several minutes.
Okay.
Sure. Where I have crossed into your time.
I forgot about it, but fine, yeah.
In fact, I believe it happened when the Lacombes were here yesterday.
Yeah, man, just a minute.
We're just having too much fun, though.
That was a great show yesterday.
It was. It was a blast. And man, if I have an audience that likes what I do, I think I'd tell a better story. So maybe we should have studio audiences.
I agree.
You make a donation to the Greg Udell Foundation. You get a seat in the studio. Probably figure out a way to refresh and feed you from one of our great sponsors, right?
I think we need, like, hot and sexy cheerleaders, too.
We'll give them the old jump up and down test?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, with that, then, we have our final traffic update here. Things are calming down, although there's slow spots. Stick Shift Annie said that the accident is in the left lanes, northbound 85. And that when you hear it from Stick Shift Annie, yeah, you know it's the straight scoop, because she plays it straight. So there you go. Have a good night. I'm going to go hobbling down the stairs.
Okay.
And then probably to urgent care. So we'll see you tomorrow, maybe.
Just text me.
I will. Emily, you may be still listening. Jay, probably not. Rich, I think, is probably curled up with Bailey already. I may not be here in the morning. Of course, that could apply to anybody, too. The promise of tomorrow is made to nobody. All right, down to the traffic dungeon, and Mr. Balake, thanks for listening this afternoon.
It's been a nutty evening in traffic today. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing things easing up just a little bit. We still have a large delay on I-85 southbound, starting about Ann Street and running right up to the interchange with I-65. Once you clear the interchange, I-65 is a speed limit ride. The 31s are looking okay this afternoon, and the boulevard is moving along pretty well. Not a lot of delays, but you'll find some slowdowns at the traffic lights. Anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot is worth $2,019 trade-in at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. This is for the month of January only, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey, we say at Marguerite's that we sell the best quality at the best price, but I really mean that. We feature Fred Mark Diamonds at Marguerite's, and we only sell beautiful quality. Unlike some other people that have maybe big stores with big names and all that kind of stuff that sell what they want to for a lot of money, give you easy credit, even though we offer credit too, and it doesn't add up to a sack of beans. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's, and we're at Pepper Tree Shopping Center right there on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
There are things in life that no one has to know. The websites you visit, the ex you still think about, the things you tell your pets when nobody's home, and if you have bladder control issues, you can add that to the list. Because now there's Willow. Willow is premium absorbent underwear for modern women and men. It's lightweight and disposable. Just wear and toss them. And it's discreet. Willow looks and feels like regular underwear with an inner layer that keeps you dry and secure. No crinkle sounds, no wrinkly fabric. Order from the privacy of your home and we'll ship them to you in a plain box, so no one has to know. If you struggle with incontinence, your secret's safe with Willow. Now you can try Willow for free when you go to willowfree.com. Just pay for shipping. Willow will send your first box free so you can try them before your subscription starts, but only at willowfree.com. willowfree.com. That's willowfree.com.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road-gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon, and it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight Driver Assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Montgomery Subaru.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm sitting with Norm MacDonald. And now, not all your material comes from the news. Is that right?
You know, my strongest material comes from real life.
Real life?
Like, for instance, today I was driving in a car. Mm-hmm. You were kind enough to bring a car to bring this old chunk of coal here to the studio.
We send cars for our guests, yes.
Yeah, so I got in it, and I get material that way. So my driver,
what do you mean? How do you get material that way? You get in the car, and what happens?
My driver tells me a joke.
The driver we sent to pick you up told you a joke.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell it now on the show.
Yeah, that's how I get a lot of my material.
Okay. Why don't we just have him on next time?
That guy. Oh, wait till you hear me do it. So the guy, he goes, I'll be the guy.
Okay.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
Right. You are correct. A moth goes into a podiatrist's office, mm-hmm. and the podiatrist's office says, "What's the problem?" And the moth says, "What's the problem? Where do I begin, man?" He goes, "I go to work for Gregory Linovich, and all day long I work." Honestly, Doc, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I don't even know if Gregory Linovich knows. He only knows that he has power over me, and that seems to bring him happiness. But I don't know. I wake up in a malaise, and I walk here and there. The podiatrist says, "Oh, yeah?" The moth goes, "Yes." And he goes, "At night, I sometimes wake up, and I turn to some old lady in my bed that's on my arm, a lady that I once loved, Doc. I don't know where to turn to. My youngest, Alexandria. She fell in the cold of last year. Mm-hmm. The cold took her down as it did many of us. And my other boy. And this is the hardest pill to swallow, Doc. My other boy, Gregorio Ivanilidovich. I no longer love him. Mm-hmm. As much as it pains me to say, when I look in his eyes, all I see is the same cowardice that I catch when I take a glimpse of my own face in the mirror. If only the cowardice was stronger, then perhaps I could bring myself to reach over to that cocked and loaded gun that lays on the bedside behind me. And in this hellish facade once
How long a drive was this? Do you live in the valley? Where do you live? Please, sorry.
He says, "Doc, sometimes I feel like a spider, even though I'm a moth. Just barely hanging on to my web with an everlasting fire underneath me. I'm not feeling good." And so the doctor says, "Moth, man, you're troubled. But you should be seeing a psychiatrist. Why on earth did you come here?" And then the moth said, "Because the light was on."